It is important because GC provides students with a deeper understanding of themselves, their identities, and their place in the wider world beyond Wellington.
Welcome to Global Citizenship Reflections, where fifth form will reflect on a year of activity. Every Wednesday, all students do a Global Citizenship Activity, GC for short. GC provides students with a deeper understanding of themselves, their identities, and their place in the wider world beyond Wellington, and help shape a more equitable and sustainable future. In this episode, reflections cover those programmes that are not specifically defined by working with one part of the wider community, but instead may be more closely linked to an academic areas, even if an individual is not currently studying that subject. Social justice groups learn more about some of the legally protected characteristics, race, sexuality, gender, and disability, and then create their own project aimed at addressing injustices. This year has seen a high focus on neurodiversity.
We chose to do fundraising and setting up the Tavy Walk for our dear friend, Davey. He passed away last year. Was it last year?
Last year,
because of a cardiac arrest. So we wanted to commemorate him. So we were raising for a charity called Cardiac Risk in the Young.
Yeah, we were trying to raise awareness of, like, autism in children. And we are going to do a bake sale for, and like raise money for the charity Daisy Chain, which like supports people with autism, which will be good.
We are raising money for a disabled school in South Africa that our house supports. The school is called Tiger Cliff, and they have a branch kind of school for disabled. Mm-hmm. So we were planning to raise money for them, maybe to get them equipment and things, because Pavluka, every 2 years, the sit form fly out there to kind of support. Then we have the like house auction, which is we raise money for them as well. And seeing as we're both in the Blue Code, we thought it'd be best to kind of do a project that ties in with that as well.
Yeah. Oh, for the first question.
Yeah.
I'm doing like an article in the Wellingtonian about the admissions process for students with learning disabilities, so like ADHD and dyslexia. And the reason I chose it is because a lot of members of my family have dyslexia, so I just thought it would be nice to do a thing about it.
Cool, yeah.
I think when we did it, it was a lot bigger than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a lot more to consider, like catering and stuff.
I think we kind of be sent updates about, like, where the money's gone to, like, how it's helped them.
Yeah.
Like, what things they bought with it, etc. So, we just need to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Green Power Racing is a popular inter-school program that sees students create solar-powered cars to race against other schools in a championship and links learning from physics and DET, amongst other areas.
In Green Power this year, we have helped develop 3 electric racing cars that we would use to compete against other schools in the Green Power Racing Championship. 2 of the cars were upgraded from previous years, whilst we also had the chance to build a 3rd car completely from scratch.
In the Green Power Racing project, we only had 2 hours a week to work, which meant managing time carefully was essential. Each week, we had a specific task to complete, so I learned to stay focused and work efficiently to meet deadlines. This helped me improve my planning skills and adapt quickly when things didn't go as planned.
During Green Power Racing, we have learned about the importance of working in a team. We've had to allocate different roles amongst ourselves while also focusing on our own individual tasks, making sure we are communicating effectively to complete the different tasks.
In Green Power, unlike in traditional motor races, we compete using batteries and electric power instead of fuels like petrol. There are many reasons for this, why electric energies are better than fuels for the environment. It allows the race not just to be based on the fastest lap, but also on how far you can make your batteries last based on the power, using it efficiently and making the car as aerodynamic as possible. Additionally, by competing with electrical power, there'll be no noise and pollution to disturb local communities, therefore meaning we can compete at a greater variety of venues. By giving everyone the same batteries, the rules can be easily followed and new aspects of racing can be explored.
A GUSTEM have used research skills heavily this year to create inspirational stories about African women involved in STEM for use in educational spots across Ghana, hopefully inspiring young Ghanaian females to consider these subject areas.
This is the Global Citizenship, and what did you do?
We wrote a book on Ghanaian scientists for children in Ghana.
What do you think went well?
I would say efficiency. We learned to really get, because we had such a large workload, we had to learn how to get stuff done really quickly and as successfully as possible. From the beginning, I wish we considered that our audience were younger kids, because I think we started writing it for a more of a mature audience. So it would have been better if we had that in mind.
What do you think you've learned about this experience?
I think I learned a lot about working in a group, because we kind of started off writing with really different types of genre, and at the end we had to adjust our works.
Yes, this is a different Global Citizenship group. What did you guys do?
We were helping to build like an app to identify giraffes in conservation parks in South Africa. And as part of the project, we like cleaned and sorted the data that was used to train the AI model behind it.
What do you think went well?
We sorted through a large number of pictures and are now in a more advanced place to begin training the AI.
What do you think didn't go so well?
Well, quite a few of the images weren't really clear enough for us to like be able to identify them.
Bacon went international this year, creating a global publication by involving students from the Wellington family of schools.
And then this is the last group. What did you guys do?
We made a science magazine called Bacon by receiving essays from students and then editing them and formatting them into a magazine.
What do you think went well?
It was quite a good magazine. It had lots of articles from different students in different years, and it had some articles from the international schools as well. So that was good.
What do you think didn't go so well?
The essays we received were too long and weren't really in the correct format. So it was quite hard to edit and make into a magazine.
If you were faced with a similar situation again, what would you do the same, or what would you take a different approach and why?
It was quite good, I thought, but if I had to take a different approach, I would get more people helping with the graphic design, because we were quite overloaded in the graphic design kind of area.
And do you think that you had a positive impact on your community?
Definitely, yeah, because now there's like a really interesting science magazine they can read.
It's very good.
In Jukebox and WTV, students developed broadcasting and journalism skills interviewing the college archivist and other groups around the school.
I loved going out and filming with most people around Wellington, using the cameras and just figuring out what to do on the day.
The collaborating ideas to make like a unique video that can advertise certain charities was really fun.
Yeah, a big highlight for me was going down to tunnels. We did a massive tour of all of the underground tunnels of Wellington and learned all about the history of how they were used like hundreds of years ago. And it's really interesting to learn about.
Yeah, I agree. I think also for me, the most interesting part is definitely tunnels, given quite in depth. We talked to like the archivist as well. So there's some photos from the time and stuff. So, yeah, very interesting.
Escape rooms create puzzles to test critical thinking, testing these out on younger pupils. Bags with 9 locks and a range of conundrums to solve provide an interesting challenge, with the pupils creating the bags and using a great deal of creativity and critical thinking of their own in building them.
I think that it was really cool to learn like lots of different puzzles and how to solve them, and just stuff that I've never learned before and probably wouldn't ever learn.
Also, I really liked when we did a puzzle, we could express that with the other participants in there.
We want to say a huge thank you to all the staff and students who've taken part in GC this year.